Hi, this is April with Holistic Horseworks, and we are an IICT approved modality, and we invite you to join us in Global Healing for Horses.
So April, it's springtime. The horses are shedding like crazy and the bugs are starting to come out. What can a horse owner do to make sure their horse's coat is nice and shiny and healthy and deal with the bugs?
Well, the first thing is, God, all that awful hair. I always had Arabians and white hair everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And I do know horses, after they get over the noise, love to be vacuumed, but I never had the money for all of that. So I just got a cheapy little shop vac, got an extra hose, duct taped it so it would be extra, got my horses used to the noise. And then Bissell had a dog grooming attachment that had like metal serrated teeth. It was oval shaped and a clear dome. I don't know if they still do. And then I just kind of duct taped that to the hose. And once they were used to the noise, which is, you know, 10 feet away, I would just start on their neck and just go slow down. And it was amazing for people that haven't vacuumed their horse, how the horse goes, ah, and then they go, oh, that's nice. And then my dog would be waiting too. She wanted to be vacuumed. It really pulls the oils up out of the skin and gets rid of the dandruff, which is going to help get rid of some of that itchiness. You're going to have less on you, less on your horse blankets, less in your car. So, and yeah, so just a nice big shop vac that you can get at Walmart or Kmart, extra vacuum hose and some kind of dog grooming attachment. Maybe you can find something for horses. Always go with the coat. Pulls up dandruff and dirt and just brings a really healthy shine. If you start to have mane and tail rubbing, I mix up doTERRA in a water bottle, Melaleuca or tea tree oil and lavender, like 10 drops of each in like a 16 ounce water bottle or, you know, and then I'd spray it on those areas and just rub it in and you could leave it. So, especially like, I've seen horses with threadworms or oak mites in California around the oak trees when it would rain or tick bites. The horses really love that on their skin. It's very soothing, very safe. For bare spots, like on their bellies and their, you know, girths area, I always use the thick Desitin. It's zinc cream and with an unscrew off lid. So it's really thick and you can just put it on any bug bites on their underline, on their stomach. Cause remember that is their conception vessel. You don't want to put SWAT and fly spray and poison on that conception meridian. You want to keep that open and clear. So you can even put that thick zinc cream on the side of their sheath or their teats, because wherever they're sweaty and don't have a lot of hair, the mosquitoes are going to keep biting them, the flies are going to keep going. But also pay attention to any area that the small flies are on and just one area, because to me that's a dead zone energetically. And I'll spray release on that first and I'll kind of look up, is that bladder, is that kidney? What's going on in here that all the flies are in one area on a horse? You really want to pay attention to that. The fly sprays, putting it on the legs, don't really last a long time. And then the horses drop and rub their head on their forelegs. So they're rubbing the fly spray into their eyes. I've seen people with expensive, you know, front leg booties, you know, and those can kind of work with the Velcro a little bit hot. If you were like me, when I first had horses on a budget, I just got really cheap from Kmart basketball socks, the ones that go really high and you just cut off the toe, and that'll last a couple of weeks on your horse, you know, until the elastic starts to go. So that's another way to keep all the fly bites off. You can do a little bit of the zinc cream on the legs. I used to use Spot On for horses with citronella, because whenever spring and fall it rained, the oak trees, we would have ticks, and Lyme disease was so prevalent. We just had to keep the, we needed something longer than a fly spray to last. So I always use war paint or that citronella on Spot On once a week to at least help them not have to be fly sprayed every day. Dynamite has an amazing fly spray that's all natural that you can use on your dogs, your children, yourself. So I always felt better putting that on my horse's face around their eyes where it's going to be rubbed in. And it's a concentrate. When you buy that concentrate, you only put like 1/4 of the concentrate in 4 parts water. And it works just as long as the chemical ones do. So those are the kind of things I do for flies coming up and sores and prevention. And you're always happy to email me, april@holistichorseworks.com. I have a book, Horse 102, on Amazon, Holistic Alternatives. So you can look that up as well for other homemade kind of things to do to keep your horses healthy, sound, and happy.